It's the Bortz Happy Ending every day on the Neil Bortz Show.
Bortz whistle down in Naples. So you want to hear something really corny? And this is the truth. All we need is somebody to say, Neil Bortz, it's your last day as a radio talk show host. What are you going to do now? I need somebody to say that. Yeah. Anybody. You
going to Disneyland.
She's so good at following instructions, isn't she? Belinda, you were supposed to say, Neil Bortz, it's your last. And then I was supposed. Yeah.
Dang.
I'm going to Disney World. Not Land World. Land's in the other. She just flipped me off. That didn't take long. So. Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's exactly what we're going to do. Bailing out of here, in the Bortz bus, off to Disney World, because that is where it's in that area that the Bortz bus was manufactured. And there's a few little items to take care of before we head west. And besides, I want to see the new Fantasyland thing. Yeah, they've completely redone Fantasyland. And as a matter of fact, they have a Dumbo ride there that they're going to inaugurate on Monday. So that's where we're heading. Isn't that exciting? That's where we're headed. Okay, welcome to the final show. It'll just be me, you, the callers, and then some special guests to call in. And as I told people a while ago, Sherlock has instructions to bleep the name of the destroyer if anybody happens to get it in, and I don't intend to make him a part of my last show either. So, I cannot. It is physically impossible to respond to the tweets that people are sending me, because every time I go back to Twitter, 500 new messages, 600 new messages, all this kind of, I can't respond. I read them all. And as always, any of them that start hammering me on the A word, I block them. After today, my main interaction with you, my listeners, is going to be through Twitter. You know, that's where, and it's too bad it's 140 characters, but back and forth on Twitter, that is going to be the way we interact. When I'm going to do a fill-in show for Herman Cain, you'll hear about it first on Twitter. When I have a new column at townhall.com Twitter, I will send you the links to Neil's News. I can't call them program notes anymore because I don't have a program. But I'll still be blogging at Bortz.com on Neil's News. You get the links there. So if you're not signed up to Twitter, do it. And you'll find me there at Talkmaster. TALKMASD. I got some friends on the phone. Okay?
Yes, well, you do.
One of them is very old.
You better hurry and take him.
Yeah, I better hurry and take him. You know, because we don't need a code red right here during. I've known this guy for, I guess, 35 years. And it is Louie from Benny Shoes. How you doing, Louie?
Hey, Neil.
You retired before me.
I know, buddy. But look, if you're looking for a job, we need somebody to work on Saturday over here. But we pay weekly, very weekly.
I live, yeah. Yeah.
And But anyway, now, let me tell you, buddy, I want to thank you. You know, we got a place in our heart at Benny's with you, buddy, because you've done so well for us, and you put us on the map, and we love you to death, and we had a lot of fun. But I got to tell somebody about a commercial we did, if you don't mind me telling it.
Well, are you going to – I want – so I don't forget, did Ron Owens ever pay you that poker debt he owed you?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, funny. Now, I ain't going to talk about what happened there. We all get locked up. But anyway, you always used to tease us about the poker game in the back there. We never had a poker game back there.
Oh, like hell you did.
We had a crap game back there.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, I got to tell them a funny story, if you don't mind me telling it.
Okay.
One time you were picking on gray-haired, blue-haired people.
Yeah.
And you said, if anybody calls me, I'm hanging up on you. And I came on to the commercial, and I said, Neil, can you hang up on me? He said, I can in 1 minute. All you got is 1 minute. And I said, okay. I'm tired of you picking on blue-haired, gray-haired people. I said, they're customers of mine, buddy, so let's get off their back. And about that time, Marshall was in the background, may he rest in peace. He said, give it to him, Louie. I'll never forget that. And we had a lot of fun, buddy. We did a lot of great commercials.
Yeah, we did. We had
we no telling you. And I used to have 1 minute when you used to give me 2 minutes. And I want to say, God bless you, buddy.
That's why they stopped me from doing live commercials.
I know. Well, you know, I can't shut up anyway, you know. I can't help it. I'm a man of few words, you know that.
No, you guys are great. They're down there in Naples where I live, there's no Benny Shoes.
I know, buddy, but I am going to come down and see you.
Down to Naples?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
I used to go to Marco Island all the time, but listen.
I'm kind of pissed off at you because you didn't join our cruise to the Caribbean.
I know, but we just got off of one. But anyway, listen.
It's not till next May.
I know. Harris and I are talking about it.
Yeah.
Listen.
Oh, we're sold
you,
out. It's too late.
And thank you, and blessed to God. Bless you, and wish you all the luck in the world. All of you, and thank you for everything you've done for me, pal. I'm going to tell you, you put us on the map, and we had a lot of fun doing it.
Thanks a lot, pal.
You take care.
Okay, I'll come by and see you.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, bye-bye. Now, years ago on WRNG, my first talk radio gig in Atlanta, you know how we did the traffic reports? Back there wasn't a Capmer memory. There wasn't helicopters. So what did we have all over the city of Atlanta? Who did we have that could phone in traffic reports and then those could be delivered on the radio? MARTA bus drivers. So the MARTA bus drivers would phone in their traffic reports to a lady named Beverly Molander, who worked at the MARTA HQ. She would then deliver traffic reports on Atlanta radio stations. So I'm always coming up with nicknames for people. So Beverly delivering the MARTA traffic reports, I came up with a nickname for her that I don't think she really appreciated all that much. But ladies and gentlemen, here is Bus Breath. Hello, Bus Breath. How you doing?
On the Northeast Expressway, traffic is bumper to bumper on the southbound side from Northwood Hills to North Avenue. This is your MARTA traffic watch.
Do you remember those days? Wow.
Neil, you have certainly mellowed over the years because you didn't call me Bus Breath in such a melodic way back then.
Was it maybe a little bit derisive or divisive?
Well, you know, every 10 minutes. Now, you don't treat Captain Herb that way, but every 10 minutes when I'd come on with the traffic reports, you'd have this snarl in your voice letting me come on. So. Yeah, so and remember that last day that you were there.
Oh, at GST?
At Ring Radio.
Yeah.
Before you were heading off to law school, I made a surprise stop at Ring Radio, and I gave you a very special gift.
Yes.
And I said, I brought in a rag from the MARTA, mechanics that they had given me, and it was a rag that was saturated with bus exhaust. So I said, anytime you think about me and start to miss me and our time on the radio, you can always take this rag out and take a sniff.
Oh, geez. You know, we could edit this phone call and we could really.
Now, that didn't come out that well.
No, you know, and Oh, I thought the gift you were talking about was that thing you showed me in exchange for the beads.
The what?
The beads.
What beads?
Beads, B-E-A-D-S, beads.
Okay. That's what I'm talking to. Are you? No. I don't know that. I don't remember what you're talking about.
Well, I certainly remember, and I have pictures.
Well, okay, if we're getting there, Neil, I want to just say that when I was working at WSB and took my mother around.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No. What did I do?
Well, my sweet little mother, I was escorting her around the studios and down the halls of WSB Radio.
Yeah.
And you were in the main office.
Yeah.
And so I took her in. I said, oh, Neil and I used to work, you know, when he was at Ring Radio. And you leaned over and you said, Beverly and I used to blank in the 70s. And my mother was
I
here,
didn't,
Neil.
I didn't say blank.
And Jane, we didn't.
Oh,
that's my latest memory of you when I'm walking down the hall.
Yeah, well,
with my mother thinking, do I bring this up? Do I acknowledge that he said it, or do I just ignore it?
Just do what everybody else around here does. Just ignore me.
Just
because I will eventually go away. Okay. Well, Beverly. Okay. Hey, listen. That's a surprise. Thanks for calling.
And that's Marta. Relax and enjoy the rest of the ride, Neil.
Is that what it means? Gosh,
that's
I had
what
something.
I'm telling you.
I had something else in mind.
I love you, Neil.
Okay.
Okay.
You take
Bye-bye.
Care. Bye bye. Oh, that's that. That's special. You know, because a lot of the people I worked with at Ring Radio are dead. They dead. Now Ben Baldwin. For instance, another talk show host who introduced me to the Queen, he dead. Bill Conover, do these names mean anything to any of you? Ben Baldwin, Bill Conover, Mickey and Teddy. Mickey and Teddy were these gorgeous blondes, one of them married to a banker, the other one married to a radiologist. And they were just doctrinaire bedwetting liberals. They had a talk show on WRNG back then. They won a Peabody Award. They did some investigative stuff into something. I forgot. But they called them the Golden Retrievers because they were both blonde and they could get the story. Mickey got on a tear about pornography. She did. She started doing... You know, she's kind of the feminist thing, you know, bra burner, all that thing. She got onto a tear about pornography. And I remember this vividly. Somebody must have taken her research material off the desk in her office because I can remember her roaring around the radio station. Who took my pornography? Somebody stole my pornography. Now, if you were a visitor in the radio station at that time, and then there was Teddy. I don't have permission to say this. But Teddy Levison, that was the Teddy of Mickey and Teddy, her daughter now is in business in Buckhead. And when I mention the business, every one of you will know the name of the business. Every one of you. Super Jenny. That's Teddy's daughter. Super Jenny. And they make some mighty fine soup, let me tell you. Okay, ladies, let's see, Belinda's trying to find Tiffany, okay, but she's working hard, so it's hard to find Tiffany. We'll be back in a moment. Take your phone calls, the Neil Bort Show.
He's in the Radio Broadcasting Hall of Fame, and you know why. There will never be another talent like Neil Bortz.
All righty. No notes today. Let me see what I'm going to do next. I'll think of something.
The Bort's happy ending. Bort!
Attention business owners, this is Tony Robbins. I've spent the last 3 decades helping companies create serious business breakthroughs, and I want to help you like never before.
And this is Chet Holmes, author of the #1 business book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you've heard my radio spots before, maybe you don't know that about 2,000 action-oriented business owners call us every week to get our free reports. But it was Tony Robbins that challenged me to go even further for you.
Chet and I have built a serious training program called 4 Ways to Double Sales in 12 Months.
And here's what Tony convinced me to do.
We're going to give this to any business owner who calls us at 800-244-0333. Just call with your email address, and we'll email you this phenomenal audio training program at our expense, not yours.
It's a heck of a gift. See if you agree. 4 ways to double sales in 12 months.
Call and leave us a voicemail with your email, and we'll give you a program that others have paid dearly to receive. Call right now, 800-244-0333.
A Weather Channel Wednesday night event. Where there is open water, there is danger.
Lifeguard dispatch, I'm on scene.
2 teams, 2 coasts, 1 mission. Save your life. From the rocky shores of Southern California.
He is unconscious, but she is breathing.
To the beaches of South Florida.
Drug runner, shipwreck, we see it all here.
They risk it all for the rescue.
Prepare for the worst, hope for the best.
A Wednesday night original series event. Lifeguard Southern California at 8 Eastern. Coast Guard Florida at 9. Premiering Wednesday, January 23rd. Only on the Weather Channel.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to your local Ronald McDonald House. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit carshelp.org or call 855-CARS-HELP. That's 855-CARS-HELP.
You're listening to 1620 WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggie-owned and operated. There's no reason to leave town for LASIK vision correction when surgeons Terry Perkins, Bill Riggs, and Paul Wuthrich can offer you the finest experience in care right here in Aggieland. Trust Aggieland's LASIK doctors with your vision correction. Financing is available, so don't wait. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today, 774-0498. That's 774-0498.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the new Brazos Life Annual Manual. This magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. From who to call when the electricity goes out to where to go for an electric night on the town. It's packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. Look for it all over town or request your copy by emailing your name and address to magazine@bryanbroadcasting.com.
It's a great time to live and work and shop in Bryan College Station. This is Paul Atkinson with Atkinson Toyota. In addition to buying a vehicle local, when you have it serviced locally or buy the parts locally, the tax dollars stay right here in the Brazos Valley. The money helps fund our cities so they can provide the services that make this a great place to live and to raise a family. Atkinson Toyota, along with Bryan Broadcasting, remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace & Company.
Hi, I'm Rick Webb. Each day at Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with insight, guidance, accuracy, and innovative accounting services. Let us put our 50-plus years of experience to work for you.
Trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600, 776-2600, or visit ingram-wallace.com.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
Obama's not moving anywhere. It's all an illusion. It's all an image. It's like his campaign. Now, keep in mind, at the same time that he's going to announce his freeze, he's going to be pushing to add $2.5 trillion in spending with his government-run health care obsession. And we're supposed to praise the anointed one for his efforts in being fiscally responsible? Folks, you conservatives out there that want to be loved, stop it. Wake up.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on 1620 WTAW.
Girls at Pensacola High School. See what you missed out on? You too, Emily. You remember the story of Emily Eggert? You don't remember the story of Emily Eggert?
Well, if you hadn't had tape on your glasses, it would have helped.
Well, I was geek. Emily Eggert, Pensacola High School, my junior year, his first year. My first 2 years are in Southern California, last 2 years at Pensacola High School. So I need to get to know some people. So I decided to ask Emily out on a date to go to a football game. She says yes. I don't know why. She says yes. We go to the football game. She's gorgeous. And after the football game, I couldn't find my parents' car. What are you laughing at?
Oh, God.
It was a Plymouth station wagon. I was so cool.
No wonder you wanted to lose it.
I was so cool. Black and white Plymouth station. I couldn't find it. So we're walking around those residential streets around Pensacola High School. Maybe it's down this. I think it's over here. Maybe. After, I guess, about 30 minutes of looking for the car, this carload of guys drives up, slams on the brakes. Hey, Emily, there's a party over at so-and-so's house. You want to go? Yeah. And she jumps in the car and drives off with him, leaving me standing there looking and feeling like a complete dork. There is a rest of the story, however. Real quick when we get back. It's the Neil Bort Show, 877-310-2100.
I need to archive emails to comply with business regulations.
Do you have an IT guy to help search through thousands of PSD files?
No.
Got time to install a complicated product or create detailed reports?
No.
You okay paying storage fees to save duplicate emails and images?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Message Archiver lets you store and find emails fast to avoid compliance and litigation penalties. Easy setup and single instance storage will save you time and money. And if you need help, you'll talk to a live human. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
Weather Channel Wednesday night event. Where there is open water, there is danger.
Lifeguard dispatch, I'm on scene.
Two teams, two coasts, one mission. Save your life. From the rocky shores of Southern California.
She is unconscious, but she is breathing.
To the beaches of South Florida.
Drug runner, shipwreck. We see it all here.
They risk it all for the rescue.
Prayer for the worst, hope for the best.
The Wednesday night original series event. Lifeguard Southern California, 8 Eastern. Coast Guard Florida at 9. Premiering Wednesday, January 23rd. Only on the Weather Channel.
When we get a chance to tell Rush Limbaugh what we think, we say, thanks, big guy. Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan. The interviews with newsmakers unedited for time. On file forever at WTAW.com.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together. The ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever. Because around here, These ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance, and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Is spending more time with family and friends on your list of New Year's resolutions? If only you had more time. By calling the cleaning pros at Molly Maid, you can. Molly Maid will customize a plan that fits your needs, budget, and schedule. Start your year off right. Enjoy coming home to the clean you can trust. So what are you waiting for? Call 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
For over 150 years, the Moore family has farmed in the Brazos Valley. At Thomas Moore Feed and Supply, we understand farming and ranching. Thomas Moore Feed provides the highest quality feed at the best prices for cattle and horses. We also carry a full line of deer feed and supplies for hunting season. We have three area locations, on Tabor Road in Bryan, on Highway 6, 4 miles south of the Speedway, and a block off the Courthouse Square in Hempstead. Rely on the Moore family name for your investment. At Thomas Moore Feed and Supply, we promise not to let you down.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. You can find out more about us at www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is, bcschurchofchrist.com. In Hebrews 9:27, the Bible tells us that it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Friend, knowing that all men will face God in judgment, let us prepare to meet the Lord as friend and not as foe. Sadly, many people claim to be friends of Jesus, but they do not fully obey Jesus. In John 14:15, Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." Come visit us today as we prepare for that great day of judgment. We are located on Highway 30, just outside of College Station. At the BCS Church of Christ, we are striving to serve Jesus Christ by following His commandments and not the commandments of men. You can find out more about us at www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening.
I hate when it's cold outside.
And I hate it when it's hot outside.
At Valet Service, we don't care.
What?
What matters is how your family feels inside your home all year long.
Oh.
Malik, a Carrier factory authorized dealer, offers fast installs on new heating and cooling systems and can service and repair all brands. We'll make sure your system is running efficiently and saving you money. Malik is proud to support this broadcast of A&M Athletics.
Call 776-2222 for a free estimate or at malikservice.com. Malik Service, making a difference. Like us on Facebook.
Now through January 25th, it's time to sign up for Challenger Basketball. All pre-K through 12th grade participants with special needs are also invited to register for Challenger Bowling. For complete athletic program details, go to cstx.gov/sports. If you're being audited by the Texas Comptroller, we can help with the audit and properly record and manage future sales tax liabilities in QuickBooks. Call Ed Slavacek, CPA, at 846-4667 or go to quickhelpbcs.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
High pressure going to control the weather across the southern part of the country for the next several days. We're looking at a lot of sunshine with a temperature
in the mid to upper 50s going through your Friday afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, low in the upper 30s. Sunshine again Saturday. Highs between 60 and 65. Clear into tomorrow night with a low in the low to mid 40s. And Sunday's mostly sunny with a high 67. Martin Luther King Day will be partly to mostly sunny and 60. And, well, looks like the sunshine will probably last into Tuesday as well. I'm meteorologist Rob St. Pierre, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Yep. Thanks. I like what Scott said this morning when I talked to him on his news show, on Atlantis Morning News. November 7, 5, Delta Bravo cleared to go. Your clearance is waiting. Clearance on file, whatever they say. So I'm going to tell you the rest about Emily Eggert in just a minute, but I have a good friend on the line right now who I am guessing is in Florida, which is where I should be. And it's my old pal, Bernie Marcus. How you doing, Bernie?
Hey, I'm great. Hey, I happen to be in Atlanta. I flew in yesterday morning, and I turned on the radio, of course, to your station, and I found out today's the last day.
Yeah, it's it.
I didn't realize it.
Yeah, it's today.
Well, you know what? You deserve it. It's a long flight. I remember, Neil, when Arthur and I got here in 78, 79, you know, we didn't have time to listen to radio in those days, but I think sometime in the late 80s we began to listen to you, and I've been a listener ever since and really love it.
Oh, that's fantastic. But with this weather, what are you doing up? You live in Florida.
It's crazy. I'm getting out of here. I'm getting out of here today. I came in for some things, and I'm gone. Where are you now? Are you in Florida?
No, I'm up here in Atlanta.
Okay. Well, the only thing bad about it is I'm going to miss the game on Sunday, but I'll watch it on TV.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. Now, when are we going to start playing some golf?
Well, let me tell you why I called you. Number one, I want to remind you that there's a great trailer, not a trailer, but a bus place where you can park your house bus, whatever you call it.
Well, yeah, we call it an RV resort, right, and it's the motor coach. Yeah,
up in North Carolina at the lakes, and I told you about it, and I'd love you to be up there, number one.
I've been there, and that's gorgeous. That's near... it's
Cashers, there's Cashers.
Between Cashers and Highlands.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And if you get up there, I will take you to play some of the great courses in America.
Oh, count on it. That's an absolute.
You have my number. I'm waiting to hear from you.
Yeah, we absolutely, Donna and I almost bought a small RV resort right in the middle of Highlands a couple of years ago. I guess I'm kind of glad we didn't, but we came close.
Well, this one's a really good one. You were there? You say you were there?
Well, this was one that was just a couple of blocks off of downtown Highlands. But the one you're talking about, across from that lake, I can't think of
Lake
the
lake. Lake Hussway.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's on the side of a rolling hill. It's just gorgeous. It is.
Yeah, so I'm expecting to see you out there in summer. I'm going to be there in July and August.
I can guarantee you we'll be there.
Good deal. Okay, make sure you let me know ahead of time, okay?
And the golf clubs are in the equipment bay underneath. I got to ask you, Bernie, you've had a year behind you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good now. I really got away with it, and I'm here, and the doctors at Piedmont saved my life. They really did. And I'm back as ornery as ever.
Ornery. I like the ornery side of Bernie Marcus. I remember playing golf with you last year, and I think at the time you and I were playing golf, am I putting too many years on you? How old were you?
Well, 82.
You were 82, yeah.
Right.
And we're in a golf cart because they require a golf cart. And you'd slam that ball down the fairway, and I'd say, hop in. He said, no, I'm walking. And you walked the golf course at 82. I'm pretty impressed.
Well, I'm back to trying to do it again. And I really have some great courses for you. They're particularly one of the great par threes ever built in America. And I told you the story about it. It was built by one of the great designers. And there's nothing like it anywhere. So you're gonna have to make sure you come up there.
No, we will.
And I got some great food for you. This invitation is a good invitation. You should take it.
No, absolutely. Consider it RSVP'd, and you will say hi to Billy for us, won't you?
I will. Now, the other thing is, you're forcing me to do something which I thought I would never do. I'm actually going to open a Twitter account, whatever that is. I don't know what it is, Neil.
Twitter?
I don't have a clue what it is, but I just told Leslie, get me on that Twitter account with Neil.
There's somebody at the foundation office that can walk you through that.
I'm sure. Well, listen, pal, good luck to you. You deserve a rest after a while, but you know what? Just like me, you're not going to be retiring. We're going to hear a lot from you in the future.
Oh, I hope I can be half as active as you are. You're an inspiration.
You will be. You will. I promise you.
Okay, pal.
Right, good luck to both of you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Bernie Marcus, and if you don't know Bernie Marcus, Arthur Blank, they found at Home Depot. That's such a – there's a book written about that. Starting from Scratch, I think, is the name of the book. Christina, look it up for me. Built from Scratch. The story of them starting the Home Depot. Here's a nifty little Home Depot fact for you. People that went to work at Home Depot, not necessarily college educated and what have you, went to work as a cashier. Is it built from scratch? He wrote it with who?
See. Bernie Marcus and Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
Built from scratch, how a couple of regular guys grew the Home Depot from nothing to $30
billion. $30 billion. Now, I asked Bernie one time if he kept track of it. How many employees did you have working the cash registers, stocking the shelves, driving the forklifts, stacking the lumber? How many employees did you have that worked there and invested back in the company while they were working there who became millionaires? Okay? Now, bear in mind, these are people that went and put in an application to Home Depot. I think I'll work there. College? No. No college. Maybe a little. Job experience? Limited. But I can stack lumber. And I know how to drive a forklift. And I can run a cash register. And I can put product on shelves. And I know a little bit about hardware and home improvement. And I can give people advice. So they sign on to Home Depot. How many of these people became millionaires? Some of them multi-millionaires by working at that company, by believing in that company, and by in participating in an employee stock option plan, stock purchase plan. You want to take a wag at how many of them became millionaires? I'm trying to remember the number.
100 people?
About 3,500 people. Might be more than that, became millionaires. That's capitalism. That's evil capitalism in free enterprise at work. Right? Now, I told you I was going to pay off the Emily Eggert thing, you know? Hey, Emily, you want to go to a party? Yeah! I'd get in the car, drive off. Boy, I will tell you this. She didn't tell the story around the high school the next week, so I wasn't, people didn't point and giggle. Giggle and snort, whatever. But I just took, during the news break, I took Christine out in the hallway. See, you want to know the rest of the story? Yeah. Walk down the hallway. There's this beautiful piece of artwork in the hallway, and I pointed to the name at the bottom of the artwork. And the name said, Emily James. She looked at me and she said, no way. Yeah, that's her. Emily Eggert, married now to Tom James. Who was in the banking business. And guess where they live? Naples. She's stalking me.
It's a small world.
It's a small world. And I've played golf with her husband. Great guy. And run into her a few times. You know how he landed such a beautiful, talented lady? They were going to the Florida State University. And he took the job of being the houseboy at her sorority. You know, cleaning off the tables, doing the dishes, you know, right? Smart guy. Smart guy. Okay, 877-310-2100. Who's been waiting the longest? Who's been waiting the longest? Oh, that looks like Krista. So with all the skill I've amassed over 42 years, I push her button. Hi, Krista.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm super.
Great. I want you to know I'm very happy for you, and I hope you have a wonderful retirement, but I'm also angry with you.
Uh-oh.
You have been the source of a lot of table, you know, dinner table arguments. My husband and I would debate, and I'd say, but Neil said, you've made me see a lot of things I never wanted to see about our government, our world, but you've so enriched it for me.
Have these people become tired of you talking about me?
Well, they just think you're part of the family. My kids will even say, but Neil said, Dad.
Oh, that's so...
No, dear, we're never tired of you. You're just part of the family.
No, but that's so flattering. Thank you so much for that.
We love you, and I do hope you have a wonderful retirement.
I mean, so many people say such nice things, and all I was doing was sitting here trying to get you to listen to the radio so I could play commercials for you.
Yes, we know. You're all about the commercials. But my kids are growing up, and, you know, unfortunately, public schools, and they're trying so hard to make them liberal, but they'll say that Neil said, I need to look into this for myself, Mom.
You know,
and you've really trained them right. So
I've been thinking the last day, and what is the number one? Well, we can't mention the guy's name, but the number one request we've received by email for my last day on the air is listeners want me to tell a certain individual to go F off.
Well,
yeah, well, I'm not going to. But maybe at some point during the day, I could maybe drop a piece of advice or a couple of pieces. And you might not like this, Krista, but for families out there with children who care about the future of their children, the absolute drop dead, there really is no second place piece of advice I can give to them is get your kids out of the government schools.
Well, they're in college now.
Well, that's
so,
yeah, but
you didn't have me convinced until it was too late.
Yeah. No matter what you have to sacrifice, no matter what you have to do, get those kids away from the government as soon as you can. That's probably, for families with children, the best piece of advice I can give.
Well, Neil, I thank you for all of the advice, including that. And you, they all consider themselves libertarian. And when people ask them what that means to them, they say, that means I think for myself.
Good
so
for them.
I want you to know you have left a mark on us everlasting.
You're sweet. Thanks, Krista. I'll be
love
back
you.
Now.
Following you on Twitter. Okay?
Thank you. Please follow me on Twitter. And before you know it, Herman Cain will say, filling in next week for me will be the Talkmaster, Neil Bortz. Thanks, Krista.
Thank you, Neil.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yep, bye-bye. Hey, Rick, what's up with you?
Hey, Neil.
Yeah.
$100, love you long time. I'll never forget that story.
You forgot the blanky.
Yes, I'll never forget that story. But I called because I'm very sad that we're losing the Aristotle of talk radio.
Look up Aristotle for me, would you, Christina, so I know what he's saying?
but I was going to say that I know Herman's going to keep us from stumbling around blindly, and I know he'll pick up the mantle. But
oh, he's really picking up his game lately.
Really
too.
Has stepped up his game.
Yeah, he really has.
He really has. But nobody can replace the Talkmaster, the modern master of logical thought. But I wanted to thank you for everything you've done for us, the public, and to thank you for making people use their gray matter.
Well,
not happening a lot, but we the people love you, and we're going to miss you terribly.
Well, thank you so much.
So, but with all that said, I just wanted to give you a heartfelt AMF, Neil.
Adios, my friend. Thank you very much. Get on Twitter. Follow me there.
Will do.
Okay. I appreciate it. Isn't that going to be funny, Bertie Marcus getting on Twitter? Twitter, Leslie is his assistant. Okay, now, Bernie, here's Twitter. Here's your Twitter handle. Lord knows what that would be. And you have 140 characters to express a thought. And then here, follow Neil so you two can direct message each other. That's Let's see how Bernie picks it up on Twitter. We'll be back.
You're listening to Radio History in the Making. Enjoy the final Neil Bork Show.
Hey, Bernie can follow Charlie Daniels, too. I know he's a big Charlie Daniels fan. He's got to be.
The Bork's Happy Ending.
Bork! When you think of poverty, what do you see? The homeless sleeping in cardboard boxes?
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank accounts. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-274-9776. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-274-9776. 800-274-9776.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data. All from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
It's child's play to donate your car, truck, RV, or boat to your local Ronald McDonald House. They'll pick it up free of charge, steer you through the paperwork, and a hefty tax deduction rolls your way as you help provide a home away from home for families of seriously ill hospitalized children. For more information about donating your vehicle to Ronald McDonald House Charities, visit carshelp.org or call 855-CARS-HELP. That's 855-CARS-HELP.
Sovac City is proud to announce its new warehouse showroom location in downtown Bryan. We have the largest selection of sewing machines and sewing machine cabinets in the state of Texas. We have sewing machines by Janome, Brothers, Singer, and Viking. We have sewing machine cabinets by Horn, Regal, Arrow, and Roberts. Vacuums by Rickard, Panasonic, Hoover, Dirt Devil, Miele, Lindhouse, Oreck, Dyson. We have presses, clothing steamers, dress forms, irons. At Sovac City, we have everything you need for your sewing and cleaning needs. Check us out at our new location at 700 South Bryan Avenue, or our College Station location in front of HEB, or visit us online at SovacDirect.com.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans, Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is committed to the small business owner. Aggie operated with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Plan your wedding in a day. Attend the Spring 2013 Bridal Show and Benefit on Sunday, February 17th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Expo Center. Visit wedding and party vendors, consultants and coordinators, cakes and lodging, jewelry and fashions, florists and venues, photographers and gift registries, entertainment, invitations, and more. Enter to win a $1,000 shopping spree for your wedding. Proceeds from the show will benefit Red Cross, Brazos Valley, and Student Event Planners Association. Tickets are $20 at the door and $15 advance online at BABV.org.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
The Collision Center employees at Tom Light Chevrolet don't care where you bought your car. Now, that may sound unusual, but these guys are technicians. What they care about is fixing your car's body damage, matching the paint, and getting the job done right the first time. Tom Light's Collision Center even gives free estimates and guarantees their work. Whatever make and model your car is, they'll fix it right at the Collision Center at Tom Light. Tom Light Chevrolet's Collision Center on the East Bypass at Briarcrest in Bryan.
1620 WTAW.
Down to Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been." "Johnny, you're rosin' up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals the cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold, but if you lose, the devil gets your soul."
Now that's my buddy Charlie Daniels. Known him for a while. And Charlie knew that back about, oh gosh, about 22 or 23 years ago, I started lessons learning how to play the fiddle. Hardest thing I've ever tried to do in my life, and I soon gave up on it. You know, that's one of the things I wish I'd have just stuck to, because Charlie said time and time again, "Bortz, come on stage and play with me." You know, no, Charlie, not good enough. Didn't keep up. I just didn't keep up the lessons. So, and how I would have loved, you know, at one of the Sean Hannity events, his Freedom concerts, Charlie Daniels showed up a lot of them. How I would have loved to have just stepped up on the stage, pulled out that fiddle, and did a little playing with Charlie. Damn, those things are hard to play. You really have to pick them up when you are about 4 or 5 years old. Now, during the next hour, folks, we have a couple of friends that are going to call in. The big deal, though, will be the phone calls from my listeners. At 11 o'clock, we're going to talk to Jamie Dupree, okay? And then at 12 o'clock, they're going to take away my ID card, give me a cardboard box to load up all the stuff in my office. They're going to escort me to my car, make sure my badge does not work anymore, and I'll be on the way out of the station. Okay, we'll be back. You're listening to Bortz.
For a soul to steal, he was in a bind because he was way behind, so he's willing to make a deal. When he came across this young boy sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and he said, "Boy, let me tell you what.
If you have data in Oshkosh, you've got us.